Aaron, let's take a moment. You've had an opportunity here the last few days to be out walking some fields. What's the weeds look like?
Well, in many instances, we've seen some very good performance out of some of the herbicide products that farmers have applied this year, depending, of course, on where you are. Many of the soil residual type products that were applied in either corn or soybean have really performed quite well. You can easily pick out the fields where the applications were made and had some very timely moisture to get the material into solution. We've had some continued rainfall throughout most of the growing season so far here, and many of the residual products are still performing quite well. On the post side, many of the post products that were applied in both corn and soybean so far have tended to also perform, you know, reasonably well. We had a stretch of some very warm temperatures a couple of weeks ago, very high humidity. Activity on the weeds was really, really good. And unfortunately, in some cases, we also saw quite a bit of response from the crop also due to those conditions for very, very rapid uptake. So performance-wise, really, it's been fairly good in a large part of the state over here in Illinois. We do, unfortunately, see some issues starting to pop up, if you would, with some of the resistant weeds that we have here. And unfortunately, I think we're now at the outset of learning just how far these resistant biotypes have expanded their range here in Illinois.
Anything in particular that you're noticing?
With respect to the resistance, most of it is related to one particular weed species. And for us here, that happens to be water hemp. It's become the dominant broadleaf species on so many of our acres here. And unfortunately, we're finding that the resistance movement, if you would, around the state has been progressing fairly rapidly. It started in a few isolated cases with glyphosate resistance about, maybe 2006 was when we first identified it here. But unfortunately now we're finding these populations and these biotypes have really become much more prevalent across about the southern half to three quarters of our state now.
So what options do we have?
Therein lies the challenge. In corn, we still have some effective options that farmers could rely on to try to control the glyphosate resistance. But unfortunately, about a year and a half ago, we confirmed a new type of resistance to some of the corn herbicides. So we lost, we were concerned that we might lose the feasibility there in corn of a particular family if we're not careful. On the soybean side, it gets a little bit more tedious because what we deal with here are water hemp biotypes that certainly demonstrate resistance to glyphosate. But unfortunately, many times, we find they're also resistant to the one alternative that farmers could turn to when glyphosate fails in a season, and that are the foliar applied, what we refer to as the PPO inhibitors. So unfortunately, when we find a population or a biotype that has resistance both to glyphosate and to PPO inhibitors, we're done. We don't have an effective option that we can suggest farmers turn to during that particular season.
Aaron, as these guys get out and scout their fields, anything in particular you'd like for them to kind of keep an eye out for?
Exactly, and one thing in particular is be very, very vigilant about what you see occurring in the fields following a post-emergence herbicide application, especially if you find that maybe you have one particular weed species where you've got some plants that survive the application. Now, any plant that survives the application doesn't necessarily mean that it's resistant, but be very aware of some of the telltale signs of an early stage of a resistance problem setting in. And if you can go back and go through sort of a checklist, if you would, where you see maybe some of these plants that survive right next to ones that were very effectively controlled, you really don't see more than one species that has some survivors, and perhaps even there's only a small part of the field where these surviving plants exist. If all these things fall into place and you know that you can go back in your records and see that you've used a particular herbicide several times in the past, probably be well worth your time to go and get rid of that patch of weeds however you can. And if that includes just simply taking a weed hook or a hoe to get rid of it, trust me, it'll pay off benefits for many, many years.